Three of Australia's four major banks flipped their rate calls after Wednesday's CPI. That is not the desk story. Australian broker dated 27 August 2026 printed the turnaround. ANZ was first. NAB and Commonwealth Bank followed. All three now expect a 25 basis point increase before year end. They differ on the meeting. NAB anticipates September, at the 28th and 29th. CBA and ANZ favour November. Westpac is the outlier. It still forecasts a hold through the end of the year, and a cut midway through 2027. This desk has already written the July print. Headline 3.5. Trimmed means still 3.6. That is a serviceability conversation. It is not this briefing's lead. The working question this week is what you tell a client who asked when rates come down, while 35 lenders have cut new money variables since the 1st of June, and 52 lenders still offer at least one variable below 6%. NAB's own 27 August note is specific. It now expects a 25 basis point hike in September to 4.6%. The risk, it said, is biased towards an additional hike in November if activity data shows resilience. At this stage, it looks for one hike to a cash rate peak of 4.6. Canstar, in the same day's Australian broker wrap, said NAB had flagged a possible second move in November, which would take the cash rate to 4.85, the highest since the GFC. That 4.85 is Canstar's two-hike arithmetic. It is not NAB's base case. Do not flatten them. Harry Artley, an economist at CBA, told Australian Broker, "We have a fairly high conviction that the RBA will hike at some point this year. The question is whether it will be in September or November." He favours November, for more inflation data, including the quarterly print. Sally Auld, NAB's chief economist, said July CPI showed inflation running hotter than the Reserve Bank expected in early August, and that the bank had repeatedly signalled it would act if upside risks were realised. Justin Smirk, Westpac senior economist, said the July print came in hotter than expected and the risk of a November hike had increased. Westpac still expects a hold this year. None of those four people is a rate you put on a fact find. They are named calls. Futures on Thursday were pricing a 40% chance of a September hike, rising to around 97% for November if the bank skipped September. A futures price is not a decision. The next meeting is the 28th and 29th of September. The cash rate is 4.35% after three increases this year. Governor Michelle Bullock said after the August meeting that the bank would consider raising rates again, if that is what is required to bring inflation down in a timely way. The August statement said inflation is still too high, is not expected to return to around the midpoint until late 2027, and that the board will increase the cash rate further if upside risks materialize. That is the bank talking. It is not a hike that has happened. Canstar's Sally Tindall modeled what two further 25 basis point moves would mean. A borrower with a $600,000 mortgage and 25 years remaining could face an extra $183 a month from those two moves alone, taking the cumulative increase across five hikes this year to $456 a month. A $1 million mortgage, she said, could face $759 in cumulative monthly increases. Those are Canstar modeled prints if both September and November land. They are not a forecast this desk is making, and they are not a reason to tell a client their repayment will rise by those amounts. The RBA has not hiked. Westpac still says it will not. Canstar also modelled a single November 25 basis point move at about $91 a month on a $600,000 owner-occupier loan with 25 years remaining, 363 cumulative across four hikes this year. $1 million, 152, or 605 cumulative. That is a one-hike case. Different from the two-hike 183. Do not flatten them. Tyndall's operational line is the one that belongs on a working desk. Mortgage holders should not wait for the board's September decision to take action. If your variable rate starts with a 6 or a 7 as an owner-occupier, you are likely paying a loyalty tax that can be instantly shaved off by shopping around, or at least haggling with your current bank. Read that against the other CanStar count. 35 lenders have cut variable rates for new customers since the 1st of June. 52 lenders now offer at least one variable below 6%. The majors flipped their forecasts. The new money window kept cutting. That split is the weak. A client on a 6 handle or a 7 handle is not waiting for Michelle Bullock. They are paying the difference between the book they already hold and the rate a new customer can still be shown. This piece will not name a destination lender. A below 6 print is a shop window fact. Policy, serviceability, accreditation, turnaround and the existing loan are the file. Shopping around and haggling are the two levers Tyndall named. Some lenders advertise for new customers. Others negotiate privately. You find that out on the phone, not in a forecast wrap. Household spending rose 7% year-on-year in July, the fastest annual pace since June 2023, with discretionary spending up 7.8% for a third straight month. That is why the banks flipped. It is not a reason to tell a client they are fine because the economy is resilient. Resilience at the national print and a six handle on an unreviewed variable can sit in the same household. Four files this week. Starts with a 5. Already in the shop window. That is not a skip. Confirm the existing rate, remaining term, and whether a private negotiation still exists. Do not assume the 52 below 6 includes this client's lender. Starts with a 6. This is Tyndall's loyalty tax band. Open it first. Current rate, comparison, whether the existing lender advertises cuts for new money or only haggling. Write a named fallback so a stall is not a dead end. Starts with a 7. Same conversation, louder. Do not wait for September. Do not wait for November. The modeled $183 is what two future hikes would add. The loyalty tax is what this file is paying now. Fixed, or not an owner-occupier variable, or already a hardship file. Different conversation. Break costs, remaining fixed term, responsible lending, aggregator process. A CanStar below 6 print is not a hardship product. Three actions before the 28th of September. 1. Sort the live owner-occupier variable book by the first digit of the rate. 5, 6, 7. If you cannot produce the list, that is the finding. The September call can wait. 2. Open the 6 handles and 7 handles first. Shopping around or haggling, Tyndall's two levers. Do not send the book to one lender, because they printed a 5 this week. 3. Write what you will say if the board hikes, and what you will say if it holds. Both sentences should start with the file in front of you, not with NAB's September call. A principal who can name 3 major bank forecasts and cannot name how many live files start with a 6 has a rate sheet. They do not have a book. The unfinished sentence is that a channel which can see 35 new money cuts since June, and then spends the week arguing about whether September or November is the meeting, has chosen the forecast over the loyalty tax it can already see.